USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new audit reveals the state of California paid out about $1 billion in unemployment benefits to cyber criminals and prison inmates, including murderer Scott Peterson, during the pandemic. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Earlier this year, I launched a strike team to expedite unemployment benefits and minimize abuse in the system. While we have made improvements, we need to do more." As politicians tell Americans no to Thanksgiving gatherings, Americans are responding by traveling despite the dire COVID-19 warnings. The TSA is projecting more than 6 million Americans will fly this holiday week. Dr. Fauci is predicting the future to the Washington Post.
What we're doing now is going to be reflected 2-3 weeks from now.
AAA is reporting 50 million Americans will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with Sunday being the heaviest traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An international dog sled race that draws thousands of spectators to northern New England for 30 years will not take place in 2021 because of the pandemic. Organizers said the event in Fort Kent, Maine, the Can-Am Crown International Dog Sled Races, wouldn't be safe to hold this year. Plus, the races would have also been complicated by border restrictions in place between the United States and Canada. Elon Musk on Monday became America's second richest person, surpassing Bill Gates. The 49-year-old entrepreneur has a net worth of $127.9 billion. Musk added $100.3 billion to his net worth this year, the most of anyone on Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. Amazon's Jeff Bezos at $179 billion ranks him number one. Purdue Pharma, the company that invented OxyContin, pleaded guilty Tuesday to three federal criminal charges. 470,000 deaths have been blamed on opioids like OxyContin for over 20 years. Purdue agreed to pay $8 billion as the company moves through bankruptcy court.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With politicians attempting to cancel your Thanksgiving festivities, one reliable fact of life will garnish televisions across America. Football and the National Football League will be here Thursday to rescue you from Aunt Emily's flip phone photos. Three games are on tap. Houston will play Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Breaking down college football's top 25, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season will release Tuesday with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the fourth spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 as the last two out of the 4-team playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches polls this week. Cincinnati is the highest-ranked Group of Five team, coming in at number 7 with an 8-0 mark. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 100th flight of a Falcon 9 rocket delivered 60 satellites to orbit for SpaceX Starlink network Tuesday night. The Falcon 9 rocket fired its 9 kerosene-fueled Merlin 1D engines and roared off Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.